didn't stop it.
Go.
We good? Okay.
Yeah. We're off to a great start.
Ahoy there, land lovers and mere folk alike. Welcome to Monroe's Chest, the podcast that sails.
Daddy Dan.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
Daddy.
Did you know, boys?
My face is turning red from now.
This is the first episode. This is the first of the night.
Did you know boys are actually born with three knees?
Oh, I've heard this one.
Their left knee, their right knee, and their weenie.
Yeah, that's right.
I like that. It's wholesome.
It's a boy's first toy. Wasn't this the joke?
Yeah, I think we told this one last week.
I think we told
this
one.
This was last week's joke.
Well, you get
bonus
two jokes
edition.
In a row.
Oh, I'll leave it in there. Fuck it.
This is a different podcast.
Yeah, it is a different podcast. Ha ha!
Good point. Yeah.
Hey, we don't steal content from ourselves.
At least we can't sue ourselves.
Yeah. We can. I just don't think
you would
go very far.
Would you technically win money? Yeah. Would you win money or would you lose money?
You lose because you have to pay legal fees.
Yeah, you have to pay legal fees.
It dives into the deeps into the depths of nautical nonsense. Join us as we navigate through the seas of laughter, uncovering hidden treasures within Monroe's mythical chest.
Oh, we forgot to do the ha ha.
Where every episode is a tidal wave of hilarity and unexpected discoveries. I'm Dan. This is going to be fun tonight.
Yeah. Hey, you got a captain's log going? Or?
Sure.
Nah. He's too busy thinking about our
merch. There was a bus coming, and I just shoved him right under.
All right, the captain's log. We wandered into a cave underneath the lighthouse. Underneath the lighthouse, we found our way down to Fizgig. We also met Kyle along the way.
Fucking Kyle.
Shh, captain's log.
Sorry.
And
that was Dash.
while traversing it, we ended up in a fight with Fizgig and his mech army and the Feywild magic. We pick it up after defeating the Feywild magic, and taking it on, where the captain and Fizgig are about to duel. And captain's log. My name is Luke, and I'll play Captain Lefarius.
My name is Sean. I'll be playing Grog.
My name is Bo, and I will be playing Huckabee.
I swear you just said Grog.
I think you said Grog.
It's like Grog. A billion degrees outside. It's not your fault.
I'm Jason. I'll be playing Laura.
I'm Matt, and I will be Dash and Bodice.
Also, I could see Dash writing "fuck Kyle" in the captain's log.
I always picture it when he's doing the captain's log, like Dash over his shoulder, like, "No, that's not how it happened."
But you can't read.
Oh, that's true.
He's writing it.
Yeah, he's like reciting it out loud as he's writing for Dash's sake. And
that's fair.
Yeah, Dash just inked his hand with the middle finger and stamped the middle finger.
I just imagine Dash actually just throwing shit onto the captain's log. That'd be his fuck you. Write Kyle under that for me.
He is civilized, all right?
You're telling me you don't sling poo when nobody's watching?
No.
That's the old Dash.
That's the old Dash. Ever since I've been awakened.
It's pre-awakened Dash.
I can see
when he doesn't get his dwarfin women.
I mean, if he really wanted to like get in somebody's head, I could totally see like, ah, fuck you.
I'm just thinking you're on like a tower somewhere and just that asshole.
I'm picturing the imagery of Captain Lavarius doing the captain's log, but he's just standing there. Like, he's about to duel something, and he's just standing there, staring off to space, talking to himself.
This is his internal monologue. Yeah. And somehow Dash just knows.
I like that, actually. That's not the imagery I ever had, but now I do.
Okay, let's get this shipwreck rolling. Huckabee. It has been over a day since your crew has left the boat.
Indeed.
You and James are kind of sitting there, soaking up some sun.
Oh, yeah. Tanning.
James looks over you. Hey, there, Huck. Think we need to go check on the rest of the guys?
You know, James Love, I was starting to think the same thing. They've kind of been gone for a while.
Well, let's gather our belongings and set sail for land.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. So you guys jump on a dinghy and you roll into port.
Jump on a dinghy. We're all so mature.
Strong 12-year-old energy on this episode.
There's a beautiful dock that you both of you begin to walk down. As you walk down the dock, you see a dynamite store, some mining stores, a jail, what you might see as a mayor's office, a tavern, different buildings being built among the area. The thing you recognize the most and what sticks out to you with your passive perception is there's a giant crowd gathered. There's a tiny gnome on top of a giant orc with a dagger at his throat. And a bunch of Azure Armada essentially gathered around the scene.
James, what you think's happening over there?
You know, I think it has something to do with those election banners hanging up.
Oh, you know how much I just love politics.
Hold on. Election, not erection, right?
Yes, I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I just have to check.
Yeah, thank you for thinking about my erection, though.
It's quite magnificent.
Thank you. I've really been working on it.
It's a little late for morning wood, though.
Well, you know, I slept in.
True.
A hell of a dream. Does it look like that's any of our crew that's in the middle there?
I don't know. Maybe we should check.
Yeah.
Can you roll a perception check?
Twenty-two.
Great. You don't see any of the crew.
Perfect.
James looks. I don't think I see anyone.
Yeah, you know, as I'm looking over there, it doesn't look like any of all of.
What?
I mean, do you want to just go over, or do you just want to, you know, try and stick to our crew?
I don't really want to deal with the locals in this town.
I don't either.
What their business is, it's their business. I'm just kind of weirded out by all the Azure Armada here.
Yeah. It is kind of weird. We haven't seen them in a while, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Should we see if we can just maybe talk to one of them, find out what's kind of going on here?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Do you know what the crew came ashore for?
I don't. I remember them saying something about trying to find somebody, maybe.
Somebody, okay.
Like a scientist, professor or something.
Huh. What's that building? What's that building? Can you see the sign over there? And he points to the building being constructed.
That's 23.
Okay, you would clearly recognize that it looks like it is a shop full of technology that is built out of just mechanical items. So you would see the sign itself would indicate that it's something to do with an artificer or potentially what the crew is looking for.
You know, James, I think maybe we should go over to that building there. Maybe he might know a little thing or two.
Great. As we walk over there, carrying your perception check over, there's a gentleman that is working on the building. This is your first time seeing that he has like enhancements to his body, essentially like metal plates and gears that are helping him, that you would perceive to be stronger, like helping him work through and build this faster. With your perception check, the other thing you would notice as well is you would see a book next to a little lunch pail that says Dr.FizzGig. Yeah, that's what you would see.
And you said it's a book?
Mm-hmm.
Can I try to sleight of hand it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh, 18?
Yeah, you easily grab the book. This gentleman's working hard. You can tell he's laboring pretty fiercely to try to get this thing built and ignoring the crowd.
Cool.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes.
Sorry to bother you, love. You really look like you're doing great work. Can you tell me, is there like a scientist here? Fritz or Flizzgig or something like that?
Yeah, I had a book sitting right. Oh, I had a book sitting right there. That's what I do. I do artificer type work.
Are you Dr. Fizgig?
No, I didn't write the book. Actually, oddly enough, there was a crew here about a day ago. Gosh, I can't remember. I think Lavarius was his name. No, I don't remember. I had a drink with someone, and they were very curious about this book as well.
Interesting.
I just kind of told them they'd have to look around, maybe check up at the lighthouse. I don't know. The doctor's been missing for years.
Oh, well, that's not good now, is it?
No, but I must get back to work.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for your time. And I would just kind of nudge James and do a little head notion, you know, like walk over this way.
Do you set the book back at all, or do you?
No, I keep it.
Okay, klepto. Well, what are you thinking there, Huck?
Well, as soon as he said the name, love, I remembered it was Fizgig is who they was looking for.
Was it?
It was. Okay. I knew it was something like that, and after he said the name, I was trying to play it off. You know, I don't know what our crew, you know, stirred up in here or didn't stir up in here. But I took this book.
Well, shit, do you remember where the lighthouse was?
I don't.
Me either.
But maybe we can ask someone?
Sure.
I mean, there can't be that many lighthouses here, can they?
I don't know. Tell you what, you do some talking. You're more of the talking type. I'm going to grab us a beer.
Oh, you're such a saint, love. That sounds delightful. And then I'll just walk over to, not like the big group, but see if there's any like outliers that aren't getting like too much attention drawn to them.
You easily find someone. We're just going to keep carrying over your awesome perception checks up to this point. You find someone, just average human, average person. Conversating with them. Can you just give me a quick performance check?
Ten?
Yeah. The guy tells you there's only one lighthouse. He points to the direction, and all you can see is a bunch of fog. Like, there's a tree line that starts, and halfway through the tree line, there's super dense fog. He's like, yeah, it's up behind the fog.
Ah, thank you. And I'd give him a very deep bow and then walk around. Do I see James come out from a bar yet?
Yeah, James is walking back out. He has a set of beers. Huck, did you figure out where we're going to go?
Oh, yes, love. We're going right over there towards the fog there, love. He said there's only one here, so, I mean, should be pretty straightforward.
Great. Let's go ahead and head out. And he clings the glass.
Cheers.
So, time passes. You make your way down. It's a single path heading up to this tree line. You hit the tree line. It's pretty dense. You can tell it's going to take a bit of navigating and slow walking to get, hopefully, to whatever the other side of this is. If you don't mind, let's just go ahead and roll survival checks.
Eight.
You got five.
Fuck.
These
beers are quite strong there, James.
Yeah.
You sure you got us beers?
I don't know now.
Either way, they're tasting pretty damn good, but this path here is starting to get a little squirmy on me.
Yo, how the hell do we get turn around in here? I don't get it.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, lo-ho.
Yeah. Let's go. So you make a small U and you're back out to the tree line where you started in the main path.
Oh, shit, James.
Whoa.
I think we U-turned a little too hard.
Oh, let's give it another shot.
Yeah, let's go for that.
Oh, there we go.
That is a 13.
I got a 9. Total 19.
Perfect.
We find our way after getting a few branches across our face and across our body and a couple cuts and scrapes, but we make it to the end of the forest, and we're standing at the base of this lighthouse. One of the issues that we had getting through the forest is about halfway through, the fog gets so dense, we were hoping we were just following the right path.
This fog's quite something, huh?
It is, and you know the weirdest thing? That light isn't even working on the lighthouse.
You know, I noticed that. I thought maybe it was the fog, but now that we're closer, you should be able to see it.
Yeah.
That's not a very good lighthouse. At this point, it's just a very tall tall house.
Yeah. Well, do you want to give that door a jiggle and see
if... Yeah, let's see if we can get in there.
And while you're giving it a jiggle, I'm going to go ahead and do a perception investigation to see if I see any signs of the crew maybe coming through this area.
What would you want me to roll for trying to open it?
How do you want to open it?
I'd probably just check the door handle just to see if it's unlocked first.
Okay. It's locked.
Okay.
Well, James, love, this door's locked, so I think we should try and bust in, or...
Well, I can tell that they've been up here. I rolled investigation. I rolled a 21 on investigation, so I hold up a little piece of what we would assume is Dasher. I think they've been through this way.
Oh, yeah, that looks like that naughty little monkey's hair.
It's probably green.
Probably. Aren't you permanently that color?
Yeah.
Easy to tell. It's Dash hair.
It's Dash hair.
Well, then I would try to do a... I'm just going to do a strength check to see if I can't just throw my shoulder into it.
Okay.
11.
Doesn't budge.
Oh, damn, James, this door's pretty strong.
Well,
you think maybe there's another door? Lighthouses don't usually have more than one door, though, do they?
Not typically. We can look around. I mean...
Maybe we should do that.
Sure.
We can come back to it, if not.
Yeah, I'm going to take my investigation check that I rolled earlier. We'd spend time. We look around this. There is... only that door. There's not really a way to scale the side of the building easily. All of the windows are out of reach. Even if we were to like do the whole "I got you, buddy," and boost him up,
mm-hmm.
We might just be stuck outside here, Huck.
You guys keep rolling like this, we're gonna be dead inside.
Well, you know, it's fine. You know, love, I'm all for a good camping trip, and you know, if they came through here once, maybe they'll come back through again, or maybe they're just off, kind of, maybe they made the same U-turn we did and they're just trying to find their way back.
Well, we found the hair. I bet those assholes locked the door. Trying to steal all the glory.
I bet they did. Dash, love, is that you up there? It's me, Huckabee.
Can you give me a performance check?
I'm rolling like hot garbage now. I was doing so good. 9.
James cups his ear and he listens for a response. Nothing.
Well, either these rolls are really thick or they're not in there, I guess.
I vote we just maybe set up camp and wait here.
That sounds good. We should have brought some more beers.
Mistakes were made.
That's fine. Maybe Dash will bring us some.
Maybe. All right, I'm going to jump down to the group that is in a duel.
Am I still frozen?
You are, unfortunately.
God damn it. Well, Captain, are we doing this?
Well, real quick, I just want to... How interested are you in map and like maps and magic? You like the Fey magic, it looks like.
No. I like tools and technology.
Well, maybe this...
kind of map?
Well, once you touch it, it shows you what you want.
What? Bullshit. Yeah.
Now, let me show you. Here, and I whip it out and like hold it open and say, here, touch it.
Real? Okay.
And hold it.
Okay.
Dash is cringing real hard.
The goblin, Dr. Fizgig, reaches out his hand and begins to make contact with the map. As he goes to grab it, a puff of smoke comes out. Just pure white smoke. And now in front of you is standing a fairly average-sized elf with the bluest, dark blue hair on the planet.
What? Where are we? Who are you guys?
Is Dash now not frozen?
I'm Captain Do I see it?
Yeah. Okay. You're now standing. Elf is holding this thing with you.
Well, my name is Captain Lavarius.
Who's this?
Who are you? What happened when you...
I'm Dr. Fizgig.
Dr. Fizgig?
I am. He, yes.
Who is the goblin?
Yeah, there was a goblin before. What happened?
Well, what happened in my factory? What are all these... Oh, God. Oh, God.
Did you see the, like, tentacle face guy? Did he do this to you?
No.
Was it
That's
Kyle?
Unfortunate. I was looking for more reason.
No. What? Who's been messing with my experiments? What?
Well, we thought Dr. Fizzgig was the goblin.
No.
We thought you were a bad guy.
No. No, absolutely not. Wait. Did the warning system... Did the red flashing lights happen?
Yes.
Yes, they did.
Shit. Was there lots of this pink haze throughout this building?
Yes.
Fixed it.
We gotta go. I have to go. I have to go.
Where do you have to go?
Hey, you're the captain. Real quickly, Lavarius, as you're holding the map with Dr. Fizzgig, you see on the map all the islands and everything merge together, and a very specific style compass arrow points directly to Laura. And it's made out of gears and like essentially like a watch face, like the very fancy watch, like a watch arrow is pointing at her. And he lets go. Hey, here. And he reaches in the pocket. Here is, this is how I'll find you. And he hands you a small little magnetic coin. Doesn't mean much to you. I have to leave before they cast that spell back. I gotta fucking go.
All right, okay. You go. We have a quick stop to make, and then we're leaving too.
You, hold on, Loma. You don't get it. Azure Amarmada are going to storm this place.
That's fine. I just have somebody I gotta kill real quick.
Or
are we going with you?
No, you gotta find your own way out. I will meet you guys. This is not safe. I must be gone. And with that, he teleports across the room to the table, the alchemy table. Would anyone like to say anything as he begins to make his escape?
What's going on? Why do we have to go?
What's going on?
Azure.
Why is the...
Get sober fast, sir. This is a non-joking matter.
Are they after you?
This is their production. I don't have time to talk. I have to go.
Yeah, you go.
Okay.
We'll see you later. Okay. Bye.
You can see that he tinkers around with a couple of the beakers and the burners that they're sitting on, and a door opens.
Okay, it's
like
not
out of nothing,
a
door opens, like out of the smoke. Like
so, essentially, like a magical door opens right behind the alchemy table.
And this will get us in touch with you.
I will find you guys. You must be gone. Be going.
Okay.
What? Was the door closed behind him?
Portal, and as soon as he steps through the portal begins to close behind him.
Is he still frozen?
Yes.
Can I try to, like, replicate what he did?
You could give it a shot.
Since your character is frozen and can't move still, I'm going to put you on my shoulders.
I don't remember what froze me.
I don't either. I didn't listen that far in the last episode.
I thought it was like a whole... I can't remember why I'm frozen still.
Yeah. You were just paralyzed from one of Fizzgig's things.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Did I do paralyzing touch on you?
Yes.
Oh, is that it?
Hold person, maybe?
I thought it was hold person.
Yeah, hold person.
Yeah, that's why I assumed I would be unfrozen now.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
In that case, I don't put you on my shoulders.
Laura, you can make your way over to the table. It's time off the clock. So if your group is heeding his warning, just so you know.
Laura, we should probably go.
You look. I'm going to try and find an exit.
I guess my thought is this could be the exit.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Yeah.
What do I need to do to try to replicate it?
Arcana check.
Okay. Can I assist him?
No. I mean, you. Oh, sorry. Yes, you can try.
No. It's Stone Dude trying to help.
Dirty 20.
So you begin to mix the potions and kind of mess with the... What this... Essentially, you try to replicate what he does, and you see a puff of smoke, and it looks like it's starting to open, and then it quickly shuts.
All right.
It was a good effort.
We tried.
Good try.
Jumping back to...
Huckabee. At this point, we've had our fire. We're sitting there shooting the stuff. Suddenly,
singing some songs.
Suddenly, we are approached by 10 different Azure Armada individuals.
Oh, James, looks like we have company, love.
Don't say much. I don't think this is going to be good.
I'll be cordial with him. Hello, loves. How are you?
You hear kind of, hey.
Beautiful night for a camping trip, don't you think?
This fog is ridiculous.
Oh, love, we was coming through the woods and we got plumb turned around. We made it back to the town twice.
Did you see anyone come up this way?
No, loves, it's only been us.
Give me a perception check. I should do it, is it?
I got the same thing. Doesn't matter.
10.
Perfect. James got a 21. So, James kind of nudged on his shoulder. Hey, did you see their... Look at their watch. Like, kind of pointing. And you begin to notice that there's this leather band with a green dot on it, and he keeps, like, hitting it like he's trying to get a message from something.
Is your watch broken, love?
Yeah. I don't get this magic shit.
You know, that's why I just don't deal with it, love. I look at the moon and the stars and let them be my guide. That tells me if it's daytime or nighttime, and it's the only time I need, love.
You're sure you haven't seen anyone?
Absolutely, love. It's just been us two.
As soon as you finish the phrase, us two, all of a sudden, the top of the lighthouse begins to light up bright red, and it begins to spin around like a... Do you know old-fashioned 50s cop cars?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yep. So it begins to spin around, and the fog begins to, like, lift in the area, and you actually hear really loud, like, warning sounds.
Huckabee would just, like, turn his head, like, to the left and to the right, like, looking kind of confused.
I wasn't doing that earlier, was it, James?
Hey, you guys, you're under arrest.
The hell we all love. For what?
Is this you doing it? There's something going on here. We have been warned that there are fugitives up here messing with work.
What type of work, love? Because we haven't seen no one.
We'll answer questions later. You're under arrest.
You're not touching me, love.
So, are you going to start using your dashes to run?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just look at James and be like, you fancy a bit of running?
He looks back at you. Let's go. We got to go.
And then we book it back towards where we go.
Great. So you are being chased by these guards, 10 of them throughout the forest. Oh, shit. Roll your survival.
Oh, God.
Hey.
11. better than my first one.
I was expecting way more out of that.
just better than my first one.
Hey, 4.
It's a natural one.
It's double digits, which this episode is pretty good for Bo.
I started off so well.
As we hit the tree line, we are almost immediately caught by these guards. It is kind of insane how well they know the terrain. We start jumping into the trees, and we're trying to fumble our way through, and we come to this point where there's just one single rock sitting in an opening surrounded by thick forest, and we're surrounded just as quick by the guards. They were on our tail. The guards rolled a 19 for survival. They are just on our ass. So we are standing there.
And we're surrounded?
We're surrounded. Huck, what yes, do you want to do?
Let me try something real quick.
As you're looking that up, one of the guards goes, just, you're under arrest. Just come with us. We don't have to fight.
Okay, I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers on the group.
Okay.
And I will need... Where does it say it at? A wisdom saving throw from them all.
What's the DC?
At the top of your spells list, it should show your spell save DC.
14.
Fail. Beats it. One pass. Two passes. Two more fails.
Stop looking at his dice.
One more pass.
I said it because I caught myself looking over and I was like, wait, stop doing that.
Three of them are affected. Six are affected. Four pass.
The six that are affected will take 13 psychic damage. And I don't really care if it like damages or not.
What does the spell do? Can you describe to me how you cast this?
So Sonnet whispers, you whisper a discordant melody that only won't... Oh, actually, I couldn't cast it on all of them anyway. It says that only one creature of your choice within range can hear, wrecking it with terrible pain. So you can choose whether it passes or fails. I just want the one like right in front of me and James. And I would just like, in like, not without saying, like, I won't say anything out loud. I'll just like move my lips, and in his ear, he would just hear like this really eerie melody that's like super high pitched, but it sounds like super spooky. And yeah.
How do you want it? He's dead. How do you want to do it?
Oh, if he's dead, I'm just going to be like, James, we have one last shot. Run.
As the guard who was walking up to you, the one straight in front of you, keels over dead, he hits his head on this rock, and you notice that the rock starts to crumble. Almost like it isn't right.
James, did you see that rock just fall apart, love?
What rock? And James turns around and throws a punch at the rock and splits it open. And it's just a hole in the ground with that's super dark. And at the very bottom, you think you can make out something. Something's moving around. And in addition to that, Dash, can you give me your really far echoey away Dash voice? Like, super.
Wait, Captain, what are we doing?
James Love, did you hear that?
Quick, go, I'll hold him off. Get down there.
And I would just jump down.
Do you have...
Featherfall or anything that would possibly help me? No. Yeah. Wait.
You got cat-like reflexes?
I do.
Yeah, do you take
cat? I wonder if that's...
No.
Wait a second.
What's up? That would be a good racial trait, like half fall damage because you're a cat.
Okay, so... What's 100 feet? What is it? What,
good God.
10d6.
10d6.
I think you have that long.
Wait.
In Pathfinder, there's a goblin. You can get different traits. And one of them is they get half fall damage. Where they're just like used to just jumping off cliffs. So just take half fall damage.
They're like lemmings.
So I am going to.
You're probably the only one old enough to remember the video game Lemmings.
I'll have it up.
Hmm.
360?
No. Aha! I have cat's claws. No, I have a climbing speed of 20 feet.
Oh, so you can climb down.
Yeah.
Climb down. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
How about you give me 4 athletics checks? Party below.
I'm going to do that.
Oh, God. Who has... Don't one of you have a crazy passive perception?
Not this guy.
I have a 14.
15, 14.
One's crazy low. Yeah.
I think there's a super. I know one, too.
Probably.
15 for the first one.
Yeah, okay. And he passes. Has a pretty low passive, too. We lost our archer. Our ranger.
Okay. That takes away two. Okay, give me another one. Let's see how good you roll on the second one. Anyone with a passive perception over 10, you would notice that pieces of like styrofoam rock are kind of hitting the ground, and there's now a light source at the very top of this tower.
I picture like falling on Dash and the light hitting Dash, and he still doesn't notice.
Should I fire a spell up there?
What? Where?
I'm not doing going upwards.
Oh, where'd that come from?
Can I do an acrobatics?
Here, let's just do this. So, your averages were pretty much 10. So you get down as you are making your way down. You fall and you bang against a couple things, and you end up taking about 15 points of damage. But you survive. Here's the more worrisome thing for the entire group.
It's raining pussy.
I don't think that's something to be worried about.
I mean, I would be quite rejoiced. The My light, luck, I'd still get hit with a pecker.
The light has started to essentially reflect off of the metal, because this is a silo, a metal silo of sorts. So as this light at the top begins to fill the room, you see steel rafter after steel rafter filled with these mech suits. We're talking hundreds throughout.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit, they're building an army.
My character would like to back out the door.
Back out the door he came in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Start running.
All right, let's get out of here.
So you took your damage? Mm-hmm. You're good? Okay. Basically... Yeah, Huckabee's now down there. You bounced off a bunch of mech suits. There's a couple that fell on the ground. Someone just give me an athletics check, and let's make sure you don't get hit by a falling mech suit.
Oh.
18.
Anyone below 5?
Nope.
17. No way.
3.
You're next to the alchemy table at this point. The alchemy table is now crushed by a suit of mech suit of armor, and you're kind of hit splashed in the face with some of the potions. You end up taking 2 damage just from a little bit of the corrosive.
You should have made a spin on the magic table, found out what he turned into.
It's tempting, but...
Nora, are you okay, love?
Oh, God. I'm all right. Can we stop and see Kyle?
I don't think we have time now.
Where have you boys been?
Better, I don't know if Kyle's going to live through this.
I will remember his face.
Kyle might help us.
Let's see if Kyle can help us, and then let's kill Kyle.
Well, Huckabee, where did you come from?
Look, loves, I've been on the ship waiting for you guys. Now you're talking about Kyle and those fucking suits of armor falling down. How did you get underground?
Weirdly,
how did you get underground?
I fell. I tried climbing. I fell. Doesn't matter. What are you doing?
Okay, you're anti-slavery, right?
I don't
Good,
care,
then
love.
Stop asking questions.
James is up top with a bunch of Azure Armada.
Well, we'll get him later.
There's sirens going off.
We'll have to get him later.
What have you been doing, monkey?
We'll tell you later. Let's just go.
So much. We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Do you have a plan?
Not right
now.
Let's go, then.
We're gonna see if our buddy Kyle can help us out here.
Who the fuck's Kyle? And I just, like, take off running.
And I like drop back and I hop on your shoulder.
Kyle is a slaver who's mind controlling a bunch of people. I'm going to kill him eventually, but right now we're going to see if he can help us. That's what's happening.
Okay. I didn't know you were so morally honest.
Of course I am.
And just running.
Okay. That is 4, or were you dashing? So you're 4 moves ahead of the rest of the group.
Okay.
I don't know what that puts you at pace. What's your run speed?
They moved it. 1 second. 30.
30, okay. You're clicking. You're making... They're basically trailing behind you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I need a survival check from you, and I need a survival check from one of the group members. Doesn't matter who.
Not
me.
Me.
I've been rolling like shit.
16.
On
16.
Yeah, Captain, lead the way.
Captain, you remember what's going on. How about you, Drog?
14.
Perfect. You know exactly. Where are you heading, I should ask?
Kyle's basement.
Fantastic. You're following.
We're just following along.
Everyone remembers where they came. As you guys hit the center room where that sweet spiral staircase fell between the three different tunnels, at the top, you actually hear the door being, most of you would be able to understand, it's being knocked in with something.
Okay.
Well, not that way.
So the tunnel that goes towards Kyle,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to create minor illusion to make it look like a collapsed tunnel.
Okay. Fantastic. So. Do you have to roll anything for that? Is it just fairly convincing on its own?
Yeah, there's a perception check to see if they realize it is.
Perception.
Based
okay.
off of my DC, which is 14.
14? Okay. Yeah. Great. As you finish that spell and make it... Okay. Here's a good question. Is the rest of the group caught up to you before you finish that spell?
Well, I know Dash is fast as fuck.
Yeah, but you're riding on Huckabee.
Oh, that's true. I'm riding on Huckabee. How fast is Huckabee?
I'm dashing, and I've got 60 feet per dash.
Yeah. And you
most
can
likely,
use your racial trace to double
most likely
that.
They would know it's
they the 120. They would see me casting probably ahead yes. of them, like, and all of a sudden just bloop.
Okay.
And then me run through it.
Perfect. So they're well aware.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the last leading, following, the last in the pack?
Probably me or the captain. I don't know who's slower. But
yeah.
I got 30 feet.
Yeah, I think you guys
I
are all 30 feet.
I'm at the
He's
rear.
Got that kitty speed.
Yeah.
Passive perception?
14.
You hear the door up top that you came through just crashed in. And gurgling and mumbling of voices going, where are they at? We got to get them. Go, go, go.
You would hear Huckabee just go, oh, that's a good move, love. Drog, yeah, good move on that rock stuff. And I would run through following him.
Okay.
I'm gonna dash harder after hearing that.
Dash harder.
Thing of yeah. weed.
Which does nothing, but.
That hard drog dash. Guy really stinks yeah. to me.
You guys quickly make it through the tunnel. You get to the opening where you've seen a bunch of the. Kyle, wait a second. Kyle was at the end of the first tunnel, right? God, I should have listened to the whole episode.
He was in beta.
Beta? So he's... You're not going where the miners were?
No.
He was right off of the main room. He was like the first room we went into.
We went there and it said like Fitzgibbs layer and it was like a fake thing. Yeah. That was where he was.
And he was with the miners were outside of that, right?
Yeah, they were beyond it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had to go through where he was to get to where all the miners were and stuff like that.
Okay. Fantastic.
We need like a lore keeper.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Well, it's been like, it's been 3 weeks since we did it. Yeah. So
it's been over a month for me.
Yeah.
You know nothing.
I'm rusty AF.
So we're just going to play it off as at this point, when you get to the opening of the cave, there are about a dozen gnome miners standing there with their pickaxes raised, almost like they're guarding something.
Out of my way. Move now.
And one of them just kind of slides to the side and he just looks at the ground, doesn't really understand why you got him to listen. Breaking his circuit.
Don't care. Keep running.
Keep running. Okay.
Not part of my crew. Not my worry at the moment.
Not your worry.
Hey, beautiful. If somebody tries to stop us, throw me at him.
Oh, lovely.
Can you roll me a d12?
3.
3. 3 of the miners. So be 2 of the miners resist your command. And they are essentially trying to hit you with the pickaxe.
Oh, they're trying to hit me?
They've raised their weapon and they are ready to stop you.
I'm gonna yell, Kyle, I need help. Kyle.
Give me a performance check.
Wait, he's yelling. Ten. He's yelling for Kyle. Didn't you say he was a bad guy?
They put down the pickaxes.
Yes. We're gonna pretend
thank
to
you,
be
buddy.
His friend again,
I got an extra one for
off.
You. And I just keep running.
Keep running.
Oh, yeah. Be warned, there's tentacles.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, because I want to try and get there first.
Okay. You get through the roadblock, no problem. You walk straight in the door like you own the place, and there's Kyle sitting on the couch just kind of watching his TV like, hey, Drog, what up, buddy?
Buddy, we got to go. Shit gone sideways. What are they called?
You didn't piss off the Azure Armada, did you?
I didn't. The doctor did.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. He turned blue. I don't know.
Oh, no. The spell broke?
Yeah. We gotta go. Can you get me out of here?
Oh, no, I'm dead. I'm dead, homie.
Dude, let's get out of here.
I'm so dead. You don't get it.
What? Why are you dead?
My only job was to mine the minerals and make sure no one fucked with the operation. Someone fucked with the operation.
Wasn't us. He was that way when we got here.
Give me a deception check.
Do I make it to the door yet?
You guys would be rolling in right as perfect. He's making his case.
Who's this, loves?
That's Kyle.
That's Kyle.
Oh.
We're nice to 24. Kyle.
24. Dash is kind of gritting his teeth.
24. I roll against that with wisdom.
What is it? For against a deception. Insight?
Insight.
Yeah.
What's it listed as on a standard
character
sheet?
That would be wisdom.
Wisdom, right?
Yeah.
Wisdom plus 3. What's that? What'd you roll?
24.
I'm not sure, man.
Dude, I will give you the best weed ever. Just get me out of here. We all go. They don't know what happened. Call it a win. We throw some blood in the room. They think you died too.
You know, I'm down for that. I have my escape hat. I might be able to get you out of here. It's going to cost you.
What's it going to cost?
Well, and he goes and he kind of goes around the edge of the couch and he picks up something super odd. And this is going to be something that I don't know if your stomachs can handle it. I'm probably going to need con saving throws. He walks back over in front of you, and this is as the rest of the group enters the room.
17 for Constitution.
Constitution? 17?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a nat 1 for a 7.
17
plus
for Huckabee.
You guys all have aura.
Nat 20. 1 for a 10.
for Huckabee.
Okay. I'll let you guys decide whether or not
16.
You're okay with it or not. He turns around, and in both of his hands, he has almost looks like necks. Like he's holding two necks. Of something. Mm-hmm. He walks over to you and he's like, well, I think I can handle the blood. And he kind of sets out in front of you mm-hmm. two gnomes that are completely missing the top of their skull and their brains are exposed. Mm-hmm. And they have straws in both of them. He's like, yeah, these are my gnomitos. I think we can actually fake a little bit of a scene in here.
No. Gnomitos?
Damn.
Dash chuckles.
and he takes a drink out of one. He's like, yeah, this'll fucking work. And he begins to, like, shake these dead gnomes so their ragdoll bodies are just sitting there.
Yeah, Dash pukes.
This cow guy's a little fucked up.
Just act cool.
I'm going to help him.
Make your way over to the cooler. Let's see if there's more in there. Give me a luck check.
Are we supposed to drink these gnomitos?
Luck check?
Trying to figure out the
no!
Vibe.
I mean, good enough vampire, are you?
Eight?
Yeah. There's two more gnome skulls.
It's like being a cop.
Nine hells be damned. I'm going to grab one ankle, grab another ankle, and spin. So that there is blood and brains everywhere.
And vomit.
What the fuck is going on in here?
Hey, Macarena.
Just give me a little bit of a performance check. I can't wait to see how great you did
Dash
with this.
Dash is mortified. And vomiting.
Dirty 20.
You're mortified and shocked at the same time.
But it looks
time.
Like a Jackson Pollock.
It does. It's beautiful. There is blood and brain matter just filling this beautiful room.
You know the part with William Dafoe in Boondocks?
Yeah. There was a firefight!
That's all I can think in my head right now.
What the fuck?
Captain! What the fuck is happening?
I'm going to walk up to Dash. Buddy, I got you. And I'm going to stick a regular joint in his mouth, take a puff. You'll get through this. It's not the first time I've set up a crime scene.
Isn't it like pre-lit? Like you're just so cool that you had a lit joint
available? He's been smoking the entire way here. He hasn't stopped smoking. He's just giving you the blunt that he had.
Dash hits that shit.
After we finish our Jackson Pollock scene, Kyle walks back over to his cooler and there's one gnome left and he picks it up. He's like, sometimes they're a little bit better with lime and salt. So he throws, squeezes a bit of lime on it, dash of salt. All right, so you guys need out of here. Was there anyone behind you?
They're coming. They just
I did an illusion like you did. I'm hoping that stalled them.
I don't know. The DM will check. Yeah, we're doing okay. Yeah, we're doing okay. Well, okay. Hold on. And you hear a... I've got an idea. My dad gave me something.
Nice.
He gave me this ring, and he said if I was ever in a super shitty situation, I could take a group of people to fuck out.
Hey, we're a group of fucking people.
How many are there? Hold on.
7.
Yeah, let's do this.
Where's this going to take us, love?
You'll find out.
We have.
Or
to
you
go.
Can sit here and die. I don't really care. I'm
we
out of here.
We have to go get James.
It's better than the Armada catching us.
If James gets arrested, we'll bust him out. We got James's back. Kay. But we got to save our ass so we can save his.
I'm just saying, don't forget about James.
We won't forget about James. We'll get James.
We'll get him, Huck.
And we trust this fella, this Kyle fella.
Who's our only option right now?
I completely trust him.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
And you see that, like, slow down.
Yeah. Now you're on my speed.
This is great. We should go, though.
All right, Kyle. Lead the way.
And away we go. And he claps his hands. And you all...
Do you have to roll a D100 to find out where we go?
No.
Oh, God.
Teleport spell can do some crazy shit.
Thank goodness.
Especially if you roll a 1.
I have to roll this. Okay, someone roll me a D20. Only one person can do it.
The captain.
Definitely the captain.
No modifier?
No.
12.
Oh, we both roll a 12. Good. Good. With the flash and a bang, the whole party ends up at the entrance of the lighthouse. Kyle is nowhere to be seen.
Thanks, buddy.
Motherfucker!
Well, it's better than we were. Back to town.
Do I see James?
No. Well, you're sorry. Please give me a check. And then...
Boris is going to eat him someday. Believe you me.
We'll find him someday. But right now, we gotta get James.
22.
You hear out of the lighthouse, you would hear James go, ugh, like being pushed around and being shoved
in
against his will. Yep. Like, you would hear it kind of, it's so faint, you really don't, you can only gather that it's coming from the lighthouse with your roll. You wouldn't know where specifically, but you can guess that those guards that had stopped you at the campfire are the ones that pushed in.
Is the door open?
It's broken open.
Perfect. I'm going to run into the lighthouse, and I'm going
to... We just came from the out. Let's go. It's a trap.
I'm going to get James, though.
Dash is still on your shoulder.
Dash, are you in or out?
I'm with you!
All right, so then I'm going to use my feline agility and try and run up the stairway.
Down. You go. You walk in, and it'd be a spiral staircase downward.
Oh, but that's where I'm hearing his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then yeah, I'm going back down.
Yeah. So, I forget that you weren't here when you step into the lighthouse. It's a giant ceiling, and there's really no way up to the top of the lighthouse.
Mm.
No. There's just a sweet spiral staircase that the floor turned into going downward.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just run down, and Yeah, just hollering James's name.
Hollering. James! Love, James!
Huck, run! Run, Huck! Don't come down here!
Too late, buddy. I'm on my way.
Okay.
Dash, say
How
anything?
Far away are we?
So they're still confused by the door.
So they're just, like, right in front of us?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're at the base of the stairs.
Well... Lightning starts crackling. Eyes start glowing.
What are we doing?
We have to get James.
You know what to do.
I grab Dash, and with all the strength I can conjure.
Drog, should we go in after them?
Shit.
We just came from there. Fine, let's go.
That's going to be 'd it be a strength check to see if I can throw him?
Yep.
Okay. It's a 4.
Just straight into the ground.
Out of the confusion and your heart racing and just being in a situation you really don't understand. You've been
I would imagine I probably tripped on one of the stairs, too.
So you go to wind up and throw him, and you just throw him up against the frickin' wall.
like sideways?
Yeah, yeah. He hits the wall and does... Can you give me a quick athletics check?
Yeah. And I'm not raging yet, so... Oh, hey. You said athletics?
Yep.
17.
He hits the wall with his feet, almost like this was fucking planned, and backflips into the group of Azure Armada troops. And you're
Dash, are you okay?
You're surrounded by 9 people. This is a surprise round.
Am I up?
You're up. You landed perfectly. You're good to go. Roll initiative. You two that have were stuttering, wait 1 second.
God damn.
Laura, where are you at? Are you still up at the entrance, or did
if
you?
They would have went in. I would probably side and pulled out my firearm and followed them in.
Okay,
that's a 7 for initiative.
Oh, initiative. 11.
I'm gonna put them all at 1 simply because
okay. That
was pretty impressive that you just fuck it right in there.
I threw you into a fucking wall.
So I'm gonna do a little tag team.
Okay.
Between Dash and Bardas. Just as they're flying down, and he like torpedoes and goes in towards them, and you see the electricity and everything. He explodes in this like bolt of electricity, and you see Bardas's hands come out, and he claps right in the middle of this group as I cast Thunderwave. I need a con 16 save from that whole group.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to rage as my bonus action.
Okay. Because you said the spells in the order that you did and said you, after the clap, you would rage, mm-hmm. Don't rage. Everyone's dead.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you see Bardas's hands come out and just this clap above his head, and there's a shockwave that explodes out, and everything around him is pushed back 10 feet.
What's the range on that?
It's a 15-foot cube.
Does it do damage?
It does 2d8 thunder damage.
They're all dead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Does that hit me, or am I far enough back?
Can you control what it does damage to, or is it just the cube?
It's just within that 15-foot cube.
So everyone would take...
Everybody within 15 feet.
Yeah, you guys... Have con saving throw?
Yep, con 16.
James passes.
I will roll my 2d8.
I fail.
Rolled max damage, 16 damage, of thunder damage.
Of course. Laura, were you down the stairs close to?
Holy
or were you just
probably
at the head?
Probably. I'll roll a con save, that's fine.
Oh. 16.
21.
So. Were you wanting us to do
half damage?
Half damage?
Yeah. Six. So eight.
Eight. Okay. Those of you standing upstairs, right before this loud, thunderous noise, Captain, as you go to put your hand on the broken open door, you look kind of out towards the, essentially the ocean that surrounds this lighthouse, and you're noticing that there is a large amount of Azure Armada ships piling up on the outskirts of the lighthouse, and essentially this is back towards where your boat is parked. That's kind of what you see as you're going into this doorway.
Oh, lovely.
I am going to lay on hands myself a full 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good idea. That was pretty impressive there, little monkey.
I'm here for you, James. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, my ears are still ringing. Give me just a second.
I'm sorry, but it seemed like the best option.
It was impressive.
Yeah, I'm glad you're okay. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's go.
And
let's
I,
go.
Like, scurry up and perch on his shoulder.
James, let's get the fuck out of here. There's some fucking weird shit going on here.
Like what?
I'll tell you on the way, but let's move and talk at the same time.
Kay. There is so much. We gotta go, though.
Let's go. I'm with you. Let's go.
I would fall back with James, let Dash lead us out, and be like, dude, there's a guy with tentacles. I was drinking fucking gnome brains, and then we sprayed it all around. Then he fucking did this little hibbity bobbity boo, and we landed back here, and then we heard you yelling. And then, I mean, you've seen the fucking rest, but there's fucking people everywhere.
Captain, the rest, as Huckabee finishes that explanation to James, you guys are all kind of in the center where that puzzle started. You ran into each other right at that point.
Captain, what do we gotta
we're
do?
We're good, right?
Yeah, we're good.
We gotta get the
we
fuck out of here.
We got everybody. Let's get out of here.
Back to the go. Ship. There's more. Well, there's the whole armada's here, almost here.
Well, we need to get the fuck going.
I'm gonna take the back and just shoot anyone if they're gonna follow us. Just kind of keep an eye out, see if there's anyone.
Anyone coming out?
Yeah.
Of, okay, sounds good.
And Huckabee would also have his bow of melodies out.
Bow
as well.
Nice. Okay. So, where are you guys heading? And I'm going to need a shit ton of survival checks.
We're heading back to basically the port to jump in and get back to the ship.
The port, okay.
So, just for hypothetically speaking, lighthouse, water.
Yes.
How far down is that?
It's probably, I would say, at least 120-foot cliff. It's a high peak.
That plan is no longer in. Okay, never mind. I was thinking jumping down and swimming.
Oh.
Yeah, never mind.
Say, I'm trying. I know one of us that can survive it, but I don't know about the rest of you.
What's the range on your spell?
Oh, I don't have a spell that does that. I was thinking just jumping down and swimming. But
the range
I didn't know
is like cliff
points.
Dive it. I mean, I'm not going to. If you want to go that route and you want to have some fun, I'm not going to say no.
I ain't going to risk that much.
Okay.
I just want to figure like how high. If it was like 30 feet, okay.
At this point, collectively as a group, that fog has now rolled off. You're realizing that that forest was a lot more aggressive than it appeared as you were making your way through it. The elevation rapidly changed.
Okay.
I feel like Dash would take the lead since he's the fastest in the group, and I feel like he would start charging towards where their rowboats were. So before we roll, I have to say, I think I would be kind of leading the charge. That way, if we ran into anything, I could just tag team real quick and just start clearing a path.
Okay, great.
So you guys just see me going from like tree to tree, just 100 feet per round, booking it.
Perfect. So you guys are all going back essentially to the main port where everything started back to the boat. Just want to make sure I'm understanding that.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Dash, you're going to lead the charge on survival checks. Only you. Yeah.
I'm going to cast Bardic Inspiration on Dash and say, Dash, we're relying on you, brother. You can do this, you crazy little monkey.
Okay. So I'm gonna. What's your bardic inspiration die?
Let me look real quick.
I'll roll the first one.
1d6 for 10 minutes.
14 on the first one.
Great.
You said d6?
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, 11 on the second. Should I roll for that one? Should I add the bardic?
That's up to you.
I think I'm going to add the bardic on an 11. So that makes it a 16.
Okay.
I wish I could inspire myself. Oh, no! That's a 5. Keep going?
No.
No?
I mean, that's pretty impressive. I like that.
That was a nat 20.
Yeah. You make it all the way to the clearing of the forest. No problem. Your senses really kicked in, and you really took...
I feel like he would be like on a super adrenaline high.
Mm-hmm. The rest of the crew is following. They can kind of see Dash going in and out. There's no problem. You make your way through this dense forest. A couple cuts and scrapes, but nothing that's going to remove hit points. Right as you get to the edge of the forest, you are met with a line of probably 30 Azure Armada guards standing there, poised and ready.
Okay, I would stop as soon as I saw him and let everybody else catch up. Like, I would leave as much of a gap, and I'd probably, you know, considering swinging through the trees, I would probably, like, stop and, like, take cover in a tree and wait for them to come by and stop them.
All right.
How far away are they?
At this point, the group has caught up.
No, how far is the Azure Armada?
They're probably 20 feet in front of you.
That's fair with my passive perception.
Oh, boy.
Captain, what do we do? Do we just skirt around town? Well.
We could... What are you thinking, Drog? I'm not feeling being arrested today. Laura, any hints?
You can't dazzle them with brilliance, you baffle them with bullshit.
Maybe there's a shorter cliff we can jump off of?
I'm down for that.
I mean, we are quite a ways down the hill.
We're pretty much in the middle of the island now, right?
Have they seen us?
Yeah.
Let me check.
They're heading into the forest regardless.
Oh, so they weren't, like, waiting for us?
No.
Okay, guys.
I say we hide and let them pass.
I got a plan. I hope this works.
That might work for me. Probably not you.
Sky Self, Azure Armada. And I'm going to start running out, puffing. Guys, they went that way. And I'm pointing the direct wrong direction.
Great.
Oh, man, they took out the rest of the squad. Shit. Oh. Guys, yeah, we need to go that way.
Oh, what squad are you with? Who made it up there?
Dude, I just ran down the hill. We got to go. We gotta go. We're losing them.
Please give me a performance check.
Can I inspire that?
Yeah. They're your spell slots, sir.
I don't care. It's just bardic inspiration.
It's
go for it
right now.
Yeah, I'll inspire you. 1d6.
That's a 14.
Are you that chain smoker?
Yeah.
How are you out of breath? I train for a living.
I chain smoke. I'm good for short distances.
This way?
Yeah.
Towards the mines and the...
Yeah.
The camp?
Yeah.
Gabby's place.
Yes. They said something about burning something. I don't know.
All right, everybody. Head towards Gabby's place. And everyone kind of gets back in their marching line and makes their way towards the west side of the island.
Nice draw.
And I look back and I wink.
Smooth as glass.
I have to make a request from the rest of the group. Can you please make a stealth check? Oh, I know no. He jumped out.
Rolling shit.
Don't you also get Luke's passive thing?
No, that's only on saves.
Only saves.
19 for Huckabee.
Okay.
10.
Not good. 10?
11.
11.
God damn it, Luke.
You're Captain Fashion over there.
Surprisingly, you, with Drog's performance and his disguised self and jumping out and really taking a bullet for the team, they don't see any of you.
I thought I was going to have to burn a third level spell there. I was thinking about lightning bolt in the entire line. Just
get fucked!
I was going to say, did I see Dash thunderclap everyone? Because I was about ready to thunderclap the rest of them.
About to clap them cheeks.
The entire line of Azura Amada began marching towards Gabby's shack.
Perfect.
Thank God. All right. So I say we get to the water.
Just back to the ship.
And then just we don't even have to go to the rowboats. We can just swim out there. It's fine.
We left a dinghy.
Yeah, but we may not be able to get to it.
If we get to the water, we'll get to the dinghy.
Yes, but there may be people guarding the dinghy.
It's not their dinghy.
Let's take it as we go. Let's just go. Before they decide to change their mind.
Oh, I was imagining like we were having this conversation on the way there. Oh.
Yeah, walk and talk.
Dash, give me a survival check at advantage.
Oh, damn. Probably won't need advantage. Dirty 20.
You guys are easily making your way towards the water, staying on the outskirts, avoiding any unwanted attention. If you do see another group heading your way, everyone in the group just kind of turns and makes conversation amongst one another. Drog, how the hell are you going to get out of the situation you're in? You're marching with this group.
Well, I'm going to...
You really should
and
lay
I'm
going to
pull
smokes,
out a cigarette and stop for a second and start smoking. Guys, I just need a smoke break real quick. I'll be right with you guys.
Jesus, soldier, get it together.
I'm trying. I got 3 patches on already, man. I'm trying.
Get some medical help.
The cleric said I'm uncurable.
Yikes. You should probably come with a warning label.
Fair.
Anyways, we'll proceed ahead. Don't lollygag a whole lot.
I'll be right behind you, boss. I just... Oh, that's the good stuff. I mean, I'll be right with you.
Is that a cigarette or is that a cig of weed?
That's a cig of weed, man.
I'm calling the police.
High or low, please, for... What do you want? One's weed, one's not.
One's weed, one's not.
He's been baked the entire time.
High only makes sense.
That's fair.
Oh, my.
That's 100% weed he's smoking.
What in the hell? Get it together.
I'm
and he
sorry.
Smacks it out of your hand. I'll give you 1 minute, and you better be in the back of that line.
Roger. And on me, fuck my life. Yeah. I'm just going to keep marching. How long is it to Gabby's place?
It wasn't very far.
Okay, because I only have an hour before this spell goes.
Okay. It's getting real close. Once you got like 10 minutes left once you get to Gabby's. Okay. Didn't we determine it was about how far was it to Gabby's. Forest? He is.
Oh.
He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, he's off on his own.
I don't remember how far it was. Was it like 30 remember. Minutes to the forest line? I don't think it's very far.
I don't remember.
I think you're okay, Drog.
Okay. I'm going to use a sorcery point for subtle spell. So there is no verbal components. So you can't hear it. So you just see. And I'm going to cast Silent Image, where the character is bent over in the bushes, vomiting is what it looks like. And with Silent Image, it is a 15-foot cube.
Okay.
So I want to make everything look like it's a backdrop. There's bushes, there's thing, he's puking, and I am dipping out into the bush and trying to, like, circumnavigate my way out.
Okay, I just have to ask real quick, is there a DC for it?
So...
Or does it just happen?
It's my it's DC 14 saving throw.
Okay. Because
it's based off of my spell DC save. To see it.
Super believable. Everyone is just kind of looking back like, Jesus. And they look away and they continue to Gabby's.
Yeah. So I'm going to burn that.
You sly motherfucker.
Well played, good sir. Well played.
Spellcasters are fun.
I'm running out of spell slots for the shenanigans.
Great. Give me two survival checks. See if you can meet back up with your party.
First one's a 4, second one's a 16.
You're a little lost at first. That cig of weed that you had.
I really should quit. I say to myself,
nah.
Boss is going to kill me one of these days.
Other than that, you meet back up with the group. At this point, they're just on the outskirts of town, kind of hanging out by a little tree.
Drog is drenched in sweat. Just drenched.
Are you back in Drog form?
Yeah.
He's a drug runner.
That was amazing, by the way.
How did you get away?
Love.
Illusion, vomiting, a little bit of luck.
Which part was the illusion? The vomiting or the luck?
The luck, I think. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I've used every bit of it that I have in this island.
You know, Drog, you're really growing on me.
I appreciate
like a mole, but growing on me.
Eh.
Well, we should probably get going, though.
Yes. Is the dynamite shop on the way?
Well...
Yeah, I'm curious what the dock looks like.
To set this scene, the dock is pure chaos at this point.
Mm-hmm.
There are Azure Armada ships pulling up to port. There's dinghies rolling in. Soldiers just continually getting off. The scale to which they are protecting this island seems a bit ridiculous.
We really kicked the beehive on this one, didn't we?
Captain, I know you're the captain, but I do have a plan.
You have a plan?
I do. I think it's a pretty good one, too.
Well, let's hear it.
So we can't get back to the rowboat.
No, that's out of it.
I could make it so we can all breathe under the water, and we just walk out there.
You can walk under the water, love.
Well, I mean, swim, walk, we just go out there.
Yeah.
Under the water.
I mean, that's not a terrible idea, Captain.
Simple,
there,
sweet.
Like an area to jump off and just swim around them.
First of all, I need a group perception check. Everyone, please roll that.
Yeah.
Ooh. This is the most perceptive that... Dash has been.
14.
That's a 17.
That is a nat 20 for Huckabee.
Hell yeah.
For a 28.
Hell yeah.
I had 22.
Damn, Captain.
I got the low score of 17.
Piece of shit.
Wow.
It is sad when you type Dash on a perception check.
As a group, you hear from the center of town, Kyle, where are you? Kyle! From the other side. Hey, man, it wasn't my fault, okay? You notice someone with the Azure Armada. They're wearing the colors, but this person has a cape and a sword that is immensely beautiful. You can gather with that information that they're probably a high-ranking officer. Kyle! What have you done? Where have they gone? How are we going to fix this? Where is Fizzgig? Kyle has no answer. He's stuttering. He's almost falling. It's like he's getting beat down by a father figure. Put out your hand, Kyle. With that, he sticks his hand out. What are the rankings in the Navy? What's it like, Admiral?
Yeah, Admiral.
King shit. This Admiral unsheathes this beautiful rapier, and takes off his hand. One clean swipe. You had one job, intern. Mine our materials and make sure Fizgig didn't escape. The town is just pure chaos at this point. The citizens are all running. They don't know what to do. The military is just gathering in numbers.
I think we actually did good here.
Does it appear the mind-controlled people are no longer mind-controlled? Or are these the citizens, people that we could notice that? Or are they pretty much all
these are just the normal citizens, the day-to-day individuals that you guys had conversations with. There's no gnomes around.
Yeah, let's go for a swim, boys.
I can breathe underwater.
Well, me too, but that doesn't help them.
I'm just saying. Save a spell
slot. Oh, yeah,
slot.
You can. Okay. Well, I can make these two breathe underwater.
Like, yeah, I'd appreciate that, love. Yeah. I can't breathe so well under the water.
Yeah, I got you.
And so I gather you all around.
I'm like, you have to touch it.
He holds the handle of his axe out.
Oh, sweet Jesus,
you
love. I thought you were talking about something else. Now's not the time for warm and fuzzies.
And you put your hands on there, and you can feel this like cold wave come out of the handle, and you get little gills on your neck.
Just little rule, since you are probably new to having gills, don't get sand in them. It is the most annoying thing.
Well, that makes sense, love.
Well, okay, let's get to the ship.
Ah.
You begin to make your way to the beach. Can you give me a sleight of hand, Drog?
Mm-hmm. 23.
Most of the citizens at this point have been pushed out of the town. They're really trying to force people out of the way so that the military can do their job. Mm-hmm. Luckily for you, that includes a dynamite shop. You are able to steal 3 dynamites as you're making your way to the water.
Perfect.
The owner of the shop nods at you, doesn't say anything. You guys continue. None of them narc on you. You made an impression.
Nice.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, not really a question. Before we get into the water, how far is our ship from the beach?
You guys have someone on your team that has a spyglass. I bet they could check.
Dash love. You still got that spyglass?
Of course I do. And he like extends it like a lightsaber, just holds it up to his eye.
How
backwards.
Far is our ship from here?
Holds it backwards.
Yeah,
he holds it up backwards.
Other way, love.
Hey,
other way.
Dash,
what?
Dash.
No, I know how to use a spyglass.
Dash.
Yes, Captain.
Turn it around.
Of course. Yes, I knew that.
He's looking for holes.
It's.
How far is it?
Well, give me a roll, please, sir.
God damn it.
3.
It's a mile. A better part of a mile.
That's a long way away, but you can breathe underwater for an hour. You're fine. We'll get there. Hey, cats love water, don't they?
Hey, Dash, even with that awful check, you notice that that ship has been surrounded by Azure Armada.
Shit!
What?
The ship surrounded.
Now? Our ship surrounded.
Our ship surrounded.
Are we talking like one on each side or like fucking surrounded?
Surrounded.
Are there people on those ships?
Well, I assume so. Well, I don't know.
Can you check?
I mean, yeah.
Can I do a perception check to see if there's any other ships that are just as good?
Yeah.
2.
I feel like Huckabee would also be looking as soon as he said it was completely surrounded. So I'm going to also do...
Is there another
There's
ship?
Only so many checks I'm going to allow for this. I have to be honest.
Can I do that, I guess, Mr. DM?
Because
as soon as he told me it was, if he was to say out loud it was surrounded, uh-huh. I would instantly start looking. Because that would be my next move. It's like, well.
Yeah. I'll let it. Yeah, you can.
Captain, how attached are you to this ship?
Well, this is our second ship.
It's a trade up every time. Maybe we'll find a better one.
30-20?
Great. Huckabee, you've realized that every single ship in this port that isn't Azure Armada is being boarded and searched.
But the Azure Armada ships are empty?
There's people on every single fucking boat out there.
Well, boys, hate to tell you this.
Incriminating on our ship?
No.
Well, we weren't really there long enough to incriminate ourselves.
You wiped it clean when you got into port.
We could swim out there and wait till they disappear and hop on.
Well, I mean, we can only breathe underwater. They can only breathe underwater for an hour.
You know, Laura, I like where your head's at, but the way the Azure Armada's on this ship, love, or this island, I don't think they're clearing out anytime soon.
They don't find anything. They don't know we were in there.
They knew we were on the island.
Can we think of anywhere safe to go?
I mean, we're in the fucking water. Captain?
We could commandeer one of the Armada ships and then split the crew, and then we could have a crew go get the other ship.
So you want to split the party and have half take over a ship manned with Azure Armada and then half take on another ship?
Well, they would be on our ship, so they would. We would.
Yeah, but they left crew on their ship.
Well, we'll take the ship that all the crew came off of.
Maybe we take one ship
at a time. No, Captain, you're misunderstanding, love. When I looked, there's crew.
See a mile?
On not on our ship, obviously. I can't see that far. But Dash just said, we're surrounded. It's plausible to believe, love, that there are, if we're surrounded, there's crew on our ship. All the ships here on port have people on them. Dinghies, Azure Armada ships, merchant ships even, like just common people ships. There's people on every ship. I'm not questioning you as a captain, but I'm just saying splitting the crew is probably not in our best interest right now.
I can't believe I'm going to even suggest this.
What are you suggesting?
Dash, do you still have that dynamite?
Of course.
Which, look out there for me.
I don't think I used the dynamite.
Mm-mm.
No, you didn't. No.
Which one's the biggest, shiniest ship out there?
Ooh.
He holds it up to the eye that has an eye patch on it.
Like where your head's at, Drog.
And then a second later switches it. Do I see like a nice one that stands out?
You can give me a perception check at advantage.
Oh, I see. You want to create a distraction. 16.
Yes.
Yep.
You see a very beautiful Azure Armada ship. And all of the front of it, which has looks like a type of eagle, is actually all made of some type of iron. So it's like an iron eagle on the front of it with a giant mast of the Azure Armada emblem, and it's several masts. It just looks like
it's... What do they do for rust prevention?
Magic, baby.
Yeah. So, what are you thinking, Drog? I see there's a real pretty one over there.
Yeah, what's the second prettiest one out there? Shiniest thing you see. You don't go for the biggest, you go for the second biggest.
And then you blow up the biggest to distract so that you can steal the second biggest.
No, we're still going for our ship, but whoever their second is going to be pissed, and that's going to draw them to get back to their ship to make sure their captain's, the biggest ship there, is safe.
Wait a minute, Drog, love. Don't you also have some dynamite?
Yep, we're going to blow up more than one thing.
So why don't we blow up the two nicest ones?
Because...
And get everybody over there to the two nicest ones.
Because I don't think we can blow up that ship. Something that beautiful, that big, that's an admiral ship. That probably has protections on it that we can't cut through.
And we want something small and fast.
Exactly. So we go for the fast ship. We take out a couple of the bruisers, or at least wound it. And then they're going to get back to their ship to make sure it's safe. And we have the best chance of maybe getting away.
I like it. That's a solid plan.
So distract.
And run like hell.
And steal.
Or, I just had another idea.
Yes.
This is a great brainstorming session.
We could knock out a few of the gods, the stranglers, take their armada stuff, dress as armada knights, and go out to the ships.
That's a whole lot of lying we're going to have to do, though, love.
Well, we could do that. Be less.
Well, here's the thing. You can swim.
Yeah.
I can swim. We plant stuff. Can you make fire? Magically.
Actually.
I can swim and make fire magically.
That might be part of druidcraft. Excellent. I can instantly light or snuff out a candle, torch, or a small campfire.
Perfect. You can also do it. I have 3 sticks of dynamite, and you got a stick of dynamite as well.
You guys just like things that go boom, don't you?
Well, yeah. All the best things go boom.
I do like the idea, love, of the big explosions, because that's really attention-getting.
You dress up as gods, get out to the ship. We build the distraction. You get the ship ready, and then we run like hell.
Well, what if Dash still makes us able to breathe underwater and we just swim out there while you guys are making a distraction?
That works too, but God's going out to a ship also. No one's going to question it.
It might be a little suspicious if there's gods going opposite from where all the other gods are going.
Well, we're going to help.
Yeah, you guys
just say we were helping.
You guys can water breathe now, so you go get yourself some armor real quick and then just swim out, start swimming, and then we'll swim out. We'll blow shit up. You get on our boat, act like you're in charge, or actually just blend in, and then we'll swim to you, we'll get on the boat, and we'll get the fuck out.
Anyone on there?
Well, yeah.
I like that. Then we're all together before we attack.
This is a great plan. That we'll
I don't know if it's great,
fucked up.
But it's the best one we have for now.
Oh, this is going to be painful. And he jumps into the water. Or starts walking towards the water.
Great.
Is the dynamite waterproof?
So we all have bags of holding. So mine would be in
my bag.
Oh, you
guys have bags of holding?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just give them out. That's why I don't have weight restrictions on anything.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I was thinking no bags of holding. So I was like, eh.
Nope.
It's what your little satchel is.
Yeah, so.
Nice. Okay.
I definitely keep it in the bag of holding.
In the bag of holding.
Dry storage.
Yeah.
Okay, just to be clear, half are going out or all are going out? 2 are not?
We are all going out,
yep.
Only 2 of which are not blowing shit up.
Great.
2 are headed to the ship,
dressed as guards.
Great.
But we got to take guards.
We do have to take guards first.
As you guys walk to the shore, you've already cast the water spell, right? Yeah,
yep.
The all gills.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
As you guys head to shore and you're about chest deep in, well, some of you chest deep, some of you ankle deep. You give a look back to the town because the tree wasn't far from the town. You see the entrance to the port. And I would assume everyone would kind of give a look back at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Or anyone.
Especially with all the chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as you look back, the pedestal that Zach was standing on, he's actually now hanging from a noose with a sword driven through the center of his heart.
Jesus.
Damn.
That's fucked.
I like that guy.
I
mean, he was kind of a fuckhead, but he had his good points.
At that point, the crew begins to make their way to the water, and we will pick it up in our next episode.
That was a good planning session,
yeah,
guys.
That was good.
Yep.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this Munro's Chest presented by Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to like us on your favorite podcasting platform.
drop us a like, follow, and subscribe. And as well, leave us a comment of what your thoughts are on this. And then we'll see you next time what happens to the crew.
Bye.
We'll see you next week.
Have a good night.
Later.